Please hang up and try again.
Nathan? Hello?
Hey, this is Nathan. I'm just calling you back because you filled out that form on the internet about taking some online college classes. How are you doing?
Yeah, I think I remember that. It was something about a degree for I think it's called anthropology or something like that. It's about collecting bugs and studying them. I want to do some of that.
Oh, good. We're actually a free service that helps match students up with some of the best universities in the country. Okay, great. Well, while I put that in here, let me ask you, what makes you interested in that subject?
Well, I have a garden out there. Out there in my big yard, I got about an acre and a third. And in that yard, I got three gardens. And in every single one of them gardens, I get these boars that just eat through my corn like popcorn. They think, I don't know what they think. But I got to figure out their psychology because they just keep eating it. And I can't seem to fight them with the pesticides and the junk we stick out there to kill them. It don't work. So I got to figure out what I got to do. So I'm thinking if I get myself a degree, maybe I'll know how to kill them buggers.
What else have you considered studying?
What else? You mean like, well, there is another one. There is another fly out there that I hope that I find out about a little bit, because he leaves these little moths around that just kind of, if they get in the house, they're not a big deal outside. Don't get me wrong. It's fine if they're outside. I don't mind that. Now, if they get inside, they start getting in the cloth, and they just rip it to shreds. And it's not so bad if it's not in the closets, because the closets, they sit, and they just kind of mope there, and that's when they become a problem. But, you know, outside, they're just fine. But I wouldn't mind finding a little about that, too.
All right, let me ask you, what year did you get your GED or graduate from high school?
Oh, golly, let me see here. If I remember right, I was the class of 89. Yeah, it was 89 because I just had a 20-year reunion last year. What's that? You said something? Say it again.
I'm sorry, I'm asking, do you have internet access in your home?
Well, we sort of got this. You know, my son comes over, and he's got one of them little devices that got internet, and that's when I get on, is when he comes over with his internet.
Okay, well, the schools that we work with have found that successful students have a computer and internet in their home. So,
yeah, you bet.
If you do have access, please visit us at www.ciclasses.com. That's C as in careers and I as in institute, classes.com.
Well, can you tell me, can you just tell me one more thing about the internet thing? I was just wondering, you know, when I put my name in the little, I think they call it an address box. When I put my name in the address box, it comes up with some totally different guy. It's not me. I don't know how they do that. I don't know who that is, and I don't know why what he's doing with my name. But I put him in that address box, and he comes up. Is he some kind of imposter? Do you know? You still there?
Yeah. My name's Nathan.
Yeah. Do you know how...
All that information.
But see, I'm worried because he may be taking over my identity and all that, like they say, identity theft. If I type his name in the address box and he comes up... Yeah. That's right, Bob Jenkins. That's me.
Okay.
That was... Was that your voice that Jensen said that?
No.
Okay, I was wondering, because it sounded more like a girl to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you don't know... So you don't know what I can do about that imposter guy in my internet?
No, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I thought it was worth a try anyway. So... thank you. Appreciate your help here. And, you know, have yourself a great day.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.